In the heart of misty maple wood, where the trees whisper secrets, and the night sky dazzles with a thousand shimmering specks, lived Daisy the deer. Daisy wasn't just any deer. She was a curious little fawn, with legs built for bounding and eyes always scanning the horizon for something new. One chilly autumn evening, as she munched on sweet moss beneath a golden-leaved beech tree, Daisy noticed something unusual on the horizon. A brilliant streak of light zipped across the sky and flickered like a firefly before vanishing behind the twilight hills. "A shooting star," Daisy whispered in awe. But what caught her attention even more was a faint glimmer that lingered on the forest floor, far away. Without a second thought, she leapt toward the light. Through fern tunnels and mushroom rings she ran, her hooves barely touching the forest bed. As Daisy approached the glimmer, she found an object unlike anything she'd ever seen. It was a glowing lantern, carved with swirling star patterns and humming softly with warmth. Inside, nestled within silver glass, floated a fading wisp of golden stardust. Daisy blinked. The lantern looked lonely. "Where did you come from?" she wondered aloud. Just then, a gentle voice echoed, clear and musical, like wind chimes on a gentle breeze. "I'm Glint," it said, "a shooting star." Daisy gasped as the lantern shimmered brighter. A tiny face of light formed within, small and bright, with eyes like little comets. Glint explained that he had tumbled from the sky during his nightly dash across the cosmos and accidentally dropped his guiding lantern. Without it, he couldn't find his way back to the star stream, the silver current in the sky that shooting stars use to return home. Daisy's heart twinkled like starlight. "I'll help you get it back," she promised. Glint pulsed with gratitude. "But the way to the star stream is hidden," he said. "Only those with kind hearts and brave hooves can find the path." Together, they set out under the watchful eye of the moon. Daisy carried the lantern gently in the curl of her antlers, each step guided by Glint's soft glow. They crossed the whistling meadow, where wind played reed flutes sang sleepy tunes. They trotted through the glistening thicket, a place where frost kissed every branch and made even spiders' webs sparkle. At each stopping point, Glint shared cosmic stories about constellations that danced, moonbeams that giggled, and planets that spun slow tunes of time. Daisy listened with sparkling eyes. In return, she showed Glint her world, the pebble path where salamanders did yoga, the burrow where badgers painted bark with berry juice, the pond that mirrored stars so perfectly it fooled even owls. As they moved deeper into the forest, the lantern's light dimmed and flickered. "We're running out of starshine," warned Glint. "If the lantern goes out before we reach the sky cradle, I may never get home." Daisy's hoofs trembled, but she stood tall. "We'll make it," she said. That night, they reached Whisper Rock, an ancient stone etched with moon runes. A puzzle guarded the entrance to the sky cradle. To open the path, they had to recite the four truths of light. Daisy thought hard. The first she remembered from Glint's tale: light travels far, but never forgets where it began. The stone glowed faintly. Next, light warms what it touches. Another glow. Glint added, light shines brightest when shared. Glow number three. Finally, Daisy closed her eyes and whispered, light lives in the hearts of those who hope. The rock groaned and shifted, revealing a spiral path lined with glowing moss. With the lantern gently flickering in her antlers, Daisy climbed. At the summit, the sky opened wide, and the stars danced closer. There floated the star stream, ribbons of silver light spinning and swirling. As Daisy placed the lantern upon the moon pillar, its glow surged. Glint emerged like a newly kindled ember, brighter than before. "Thank you, Daisy," he said. "You've done more than return my lantern. You reminded me why I shine." Daisy's heart swelled. "Will you visit again?" she asked. Glint soared into the sky, trailing light. "Every time you see me flash across the heavens, know I'm smiling at you." The lantern burst into dazzling light before vanishing into the stars. Silence held the hilltop, but in Daisy's chest, warmth bloomed like a fire. With hooves light and head high, she trotted back through the forest, knowing she'd helped a star find its way and discovered the path to her own kind of shining. And from that night on, whenever a shooting star graced the sky, all the animals of Misty Maple Wood whispered together, Daisy's friend is dancing again, and somewhere above, glint always twirled a little brighter.